The Hypericas that color are so Inyanim. Parak referring to the Parak of Krishna, right? The Hypericas that color are so Inyanim. See that, Rasa? A little bit, a few lines after what we were learning yesterday. Vaparikaza, the Parikrishna of Krishna, Kola Lasonyanam, Hamisha Mehem Ruchanim, Misha Mehem Gashmim, Vahabuchanim, Trilosam, Shahabari Nimta, Vahashani Shahu Alakena. והשלישי שהוא אחד, והרביעי שנאהבהו בכל ליבנו, והחמישי שנעבדהו בלב שלם. There's no, even, there's not even dibur associated with any of these five. It's totally internal, totally b'machshava. והחמישה הגשמיים תחילוסם ושיננתם לבנך והשני בדיברת הבא והשישי קשנתם לעשה ידך והביא לבהי לתרטופס בין עינך והחמישי הוכספתם על מזוזס בסך ובשעריך. It's interesting, you know, you have this a similar type of symmetry is highlighted. Is it the Sefer Ikrim? Who highlights within the Asaras Hadibros, Ben Adam Lamokom, Ben Adam Chavero? Again, that's not the same distinction as here. Here it's Ruchaniyim on the one hand, Gashmi on the other hand. There it's Ben Adam Lamokom, Ben Adam Chavero. But in the sense of highlighting the numerical symmetry, it's the same. And then this is in both cases, a little bit, it's Omer Dorsheni. Especially, let's say, in terms of the Aseres HaDibros. I don't know, Mitzvos Ben Adam L'Chavero and Ben Adam L'Malkom, they're equal to Minyan Mitzvos. 6.5 of each. I don't think so. You can count, but I don't think that's what you'll find. So why not have them represented, especially the way the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Truma explains that Aseres HaDibros is obvious the mitzvah Shel Torah. So why not have them represented proportionally? Why Badafka sort of highlight, you know, the five Ben Adam L'Malkom, five Ben Adam L'Chavero, and it's even more lopsided, you know, in terms of Ruchaniyim versus Gashmiyim. You know, the there it's really lopsided in terms of the Gashmiyim, in terms of mitzvahs. So, the message which is being conveyed, and it's a very fundamental one, but by presenting again, whether it's in Aseres HaDibros, numerically equal, Ben Adam L'Malkom, Ben Adam L'Chavero, or here, Chamisha Ruchaniyim, Chamisha Gashmiyim, is to say that they're equal in the sense of indispensability. And that's what, if the Aseres HaDibros, if the Parsha of Shema, each of which is sort of, as it were, representative in some sense of Torah, if you would have had it unequal, so it's true that maybe it would have been a more accurate reflection of the tally within Minyan HaMitzvahs, but it would have been inaccurate in terms of the relationship between the two. Tana Rabbanan, Chenit Pesur Rabbi Lazar ben Partov Rabbi Chanina ben Tradya. Omali Rabbi Lazar ben Partov Rabbi Chanina ben Tradya. Ashracha Shenit Pasta Al Dover Achad. They only arrested you on one trumped up charge. So maybe you'll be able to get out of it. Oily shenit pasti al chamishadvar. Omale Rebbe Chanina, ashracha shenit pasti al chamishadvar, ve ato nitzel. Oily shenit pasti al dover echad, ve eni nitzel. Sha'ato asakti betor ubig milas chasadim, ve anilos asakti ala betor ukadu afuna. De omre afuna kala osak betor bulvad, dome kimi. She'en lo eloka. If a person is only osik b'tor, he's not osik b'chesed, it's as if he has no God. Rachman al-Atzlan. She'nema v'yomim rabim li'yisrael lo elokei emes. Mai lo elokei emes, she'kola osik b'tor b'lvad, dome kemi she'en lo eloka. And then the Gemara says, what, Rav Chanina ben Tradyon wasn't osik b'tor? Wasn't osek b'chesed, and the Gemara says kedaboy lo avid. According to on his madrega, he wasn't sufficiently involved in milas chasadim. So they're both indispensable, and in that sense, that there's an equality. Without the benefit of of machines, of a heart machine, heart lung machine, so a person has a choice between having his heart cut out and his brain cut out. Either way, it doesn't end good. No? So what are you going to do? They're both indispensable. You know, that doesn't make a difference. You know, is. You know, one organ bigger than the other organ, okay. So if you're talking about the weight within the body, okay. So then you have to figure that out. And Yitachin, that's the significance of the Einoch Hanami. The five and five in Aseres HaDibros isn't mathematically representative of Minyan HaMitzvos, but in terms of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us in terms of indispensability, in terms of Avodas Hashem, so it goes without saying that Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, without Ben Adam L'Malkom, it obviously is doesn't reach the bar. As the Chovos HaVavos explains why Shah HaYichud is the first, that without it there's no Maisa, there's no nothing. But it's also true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'm not interested in, as it were, in your Ben Adam LaMokom if it's exclusively that, if it doesn't come with the Ben Adam LaChaveru. And Yitachin, it's the same chat here, and what the Chovos HaVavos is saying, that, and again, and just as here, you know, can you say on one level that Ben Adam LaMalkum is more important than Ben Adam LaChaveru? You can, but Meidach Gisa, you know, the Ben Adam LaChaveru is indispensable. So, And the same very much carries over here to with the Cholos Halvavos, underscoring the symmetry of Chamisha Ruchoniyim and Chamisha Gashmiyim. On a certain level, are the Ruchoniyim more important on a certain level? It's the Ruchoniyim it's through the Ruchoniyim that a person is a ma'amin. And obviously that's tchila lakol. But me'idach gisa, you're talking that you have here in the Cholos Halvavos a form of a theme that the Rav Zichron Levracha wrote about considerably. So before you come to that, just within the Cholos Halvavos, you're talking that as we had in the Hagdama, for mitzad tomen tia Hashem Elokecha, that a person consists of you know, there's the chelak of Ruchani and the chelak of Gashmi, and therefore Tom and Hashem Lekecha requires that both be harnessed in one's avodas Hashem. But beyond that, again, the theme that the Rav speaks about is that without the tzad Hagashmi, that it's very difficult and to sustain the tzad ha-ruchani. But when it's not expressed, reinforced through maisa, so it often has no kiyum. That's basically what the Rambam is depicting in Perek Aleph of the Avodah Zarah, right? The Rambam says that Avodah Zarah began with a belief in Hashem Echad, but worshipping Dvarim HaNevarim, and then it resulted in a total loss and erosion of the belief in Hashem Echad. And Avraham Avinu reconstructed all that. Avraham Avinu recognizes that. Libo Meshotet Umevin at Shahisig Daracha Emes Vahavin Kavat Selling Midaito Hanachona. Right, Soha Olamim Lahoya Shom Makiva Voloyodo Ali Yachidim Baolam, Gon Hanochum Sushalach Venoch Vashem Baever. Valdarach Zehoya Olam is Galga Vahola Hachinola Ramudoshal Olam Shuavam Avino. Kevin Shenigmal Eitan Ze Hiskel Shotit Bedaito. Libo, skipping a few lines, Libo Meshote to Maven Acha Hisek Darucha MS, Behaven Kavat Selig Midaito Hanachona, Vyada Shiesha Maloka Echod, Wumanaga Galgo, Wubara Kova, Embachola Nimsa, Aloka Chutzmi Menu, Vyada Shakola Om Toim, Vidova Shagorem Lohem Litos, or Litos, Zesha Ovdemesa Kochob Mesatsuras, Acha Ovda MS Midaito. And then again, the Rambam says it a second time when he began to polemicize with the Bnei Wakastim. He said to them, "Ein zo derech emes atem holchem ba." V'shibe hatzlamim v'hischa lahodia la'am she'en roi lavad el loka ha'olam v'lo roi l'shtachavos l'hakriv l'nasech k'dei she'yakiru kol abruim ha'boyim v'lo'ui la'abed l'shabe kol ha'atsuros k'dei she'lo yitu b'hen kol ha'am k'mo elu. Shehein medamin, shehein shamalok, ka'ela elu. So if the Dvarim Tivo shel Adam bichlal u'bifrat is if the Dvarim Ruchaniyim are not translated into actions of Dvarim Gashmiyim, so then the Dvarim Ruchaniyim don't have a kiyum. Which is why, and that's what the Rebbe explains, which is why Torah is so halachic centric in terms of its emphasis on action, v'chulu. Not that we value the action more than the belief, than the value, but one has no kiyum without the other. And memela, so that's why within Parsha Shema. So no, in Minyan and Mitzvahs, the Chamisha, the Gashmiyim are much more than 50% of Mitzvahs HaTorah. But by presenting within Parshas Shema, Chamisha Ruchaniyim, Chamisha Gashmiyim, that's the way of emphasizing again this symbiotic indispensability.
What about the flip side? If somebody does Maaseh Mitzvahs without thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam, is there a kiyum in that?
Depends what you mean by it. I mean, if you hold mitzvahs ein in tzrichas kavana, so there's a mitzvah of doing mitzvahs without kavana that a person's yotzei, but it doesn't, it means that he's not, it means that he's not thinking hinani muchan zuman. But if he doesn't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no kiyum mitzvah. There's still afal pi chein. I don't know what Og Melech HaVoshen believed. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekaveach schar kol ve'eviviya. The ma'aseh, if a person does something objectively good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards. But it wouldn't be a kiyum mitzvah. That's what the Chovas HaVavah says, that without the Shah HaYichud, so nothing else has any meaning. Nothing else has any meaning, because even if a person believes, but it's all fine and good to have acts of worship, but if he's worshiping something that doesn't exist, he's worshiping Avodah Zarah. So then, what's the So you have this mutual indispensability. It could be that closely, could be that in this context, we should mention this as well. Maybe it's me'inyan l'inyan. So the Rambam has it in Sefer Mitzvahs. HaMitzvah HaShniyah hi HaTzivui SheTzivanim BeAmunas HaYichud. V'hu Shenam in Kippol HaMitzvahs V'Sibos HaRishon HaEchod V'hu Amu Yisrael L'Shema Yisrael HaShem Elokein HaShem Echad. Later in Mitzvah Tes, by the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, the Rambam defines the Mitzvah. V'zosi mitzvahs kiddush Hashem ha'metzuvim bo b'nei Yisrael Now, skipping. V'zosi mitzvah skiddush Hashem ha'mitzvah lo b'nei Yisrael b'chol l'motzalom v'mesiris nafshen l'lomus b'yad ha'ones ala havasu yizbav v'emunas yichudo. So the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem on the one hand is belief. Again, ayin le'el, we discussed the emunah yediyah. On the one hand is belief. He ha'tzivah she'tzivah v'emunas ha'yichud. But it goes hand in hand. It's tzmudah. L'chach is the mitzvah, the farsem zos ha'emunah, is that belief has to be projected. It's not a belief that can just remain in the, I don't know, cerebral realm. It has to be projected. And in a, again, less dramatic circumstances, again, that's what all, that's the emphasis on all the mitzvahs ma'asiyos.